Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including Dungeons and Dragons.
What's our disclaimer?
We are not man animals. I don't know what our disclaimer is. Our religious opinions are our own.
Yes, we are not advocating the overthrow of anything. Not even McDonald's or your medical community or your local government.
Your local tyrannical government.
Yeah, we're not advocating the overthrow of those things.
Right.
We're perfectly happy to watch them die under their own weight.
Which they will.
Yep.
But they'll take a lot of us with them.
Well, yeah, I am all for us getting prepped and prepared for when they do collapse.
Yeah. But, let's see here, Charlie Smith said he has never seen a dictatorship so... I'm sorry, I forgot how I worded it, but I know what I meant. Basically, the longer the dictatorship lasts, the more... volatile they will it will be as they collapse and die. They will go down, you know, basically the bigger they are, the bit greater they fall scenario.
Well, yeah, so. I mean, when have you ever seen a lion just go quietly into the night?
Right.
Okay. They'll thrash about and fight to the very end. Okay?
Yep.
Well, imagine now, instead of a lion, you have a dragon.
The beast.
Or something that's lived much longer than that.
True that.
You know?
A vampire.
The Bible refers to countries as beasts, animals. You know? Lions roving about, seeing what they can devour, you know.
Well, yeah, and most countries will use beasts as their logos or mascots for their countries.
Yep, which is kind of funny.
Right. I mean, we have a more non-volatile beast, predator, as our mascot, but still, it's a very aggressive
eagle. They tear, yeah. Slash, carry away their victims.
Right, but they usually don't attack like humans and other lions and tigers and bears.
No, you haven't been watching YouTube, have you?
No, I do.
Yeah,
but
eagles
I haven't
have been taking people's babies.
Well, yeah, babies.
That's pretty violent right there.
Well, yeah, because they're
young. Mom and dad would find that absolutely terrifying.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they're young. They're easy prey.
And they're usually in a crib, so it's easy to spot. Brightly colored.
Right. Other predators like bears and lions and tigers, they don't care if you're easy prey or not. They'll go for, they'll attack.
Yeah.
So it's a less volatile animal, but still, it's a predator. So here we go. Ready, set?
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer.
Oh, no.
Legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and/or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence, and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Pray on others as you would want them to pray on you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and/or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and/or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
Yeah, go tell your human about us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You've got a cheerleading section in the background. I can hear it.
Were you a cheerleader when you was in high school or junior high?
Nope.
Nope.
They wouldn't let me.
They wouldn't let her. She tried, though.
Too ugly.
She said she was too ugly. Yeah, the apple don't fall far from the tree, does it?
They did what?
Oh, God. Murphy, that was funny. Yeah.
That.
Okay, from the beginning, what?
They said your mama was too ugly.
Yeah. That's what she said they said. I seriously doubt that. My mom was not an ugly person growing up. Nor is she still. What? She wasn't popular enough. That was the problem.
Yeah, that I could see.
What did they say?
They didn't say nothing. They just picked the ones they wanted.
Oh. Okay, they didn't say anything. They just picked the ones they wanted. She basically wasn't popular enough.
Right. But then again, she probably didn't want to date the football player.
Now she ended up with the nerd.
Right. Which was probably the right thing to go for.
Probably. Probably.
Oh, my. So, I planted Jerusalem artichokes today.
Yay!
I filled up a bucket with them, and I went, I'd say at least a third of the way up the path up the middle.
Cool.
Every 3 feet, alternating back and forth.
Cool.
Man, I'm going to be busy the next few days.
Me too.
That's, Lori gave me some sprouting lentils and sprouting mung beans and some wheat berries. And so instead of feeding the goat snacks, I shake one of those containers and get them to go to the yard, and I spread those over all the bare spots.
Yay.
So I'm hoping with all the rain, they'll sprout and take off.
Yeah. Let's see here. The full moon should be coming up soon.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, anyways, after the next cycle, or half cycle, if you will, I'm going to start planting above ground crops. Let's see, I'm going to plant the raspberries, and I'm going to plant the bird seed.
Right.
Right.
So you follow that moon cycle thingy, huh?
Well, I'm trying to. You know, I don't know if it works, but, you know.
Yeah, me neither.
You know, it's like Mother Nature doesn't drop seeds according to the moon phase. But,
you didn't know
again,
that.
But, when I think, well, I don't know that. But from my observation, it doesn't appear that it's dropping them according to the moon phase. But that doesn't mean that they don't grow better during the moon phase or whatever.
Right, that's true. Mother Nature does not take them to the top of giant stone structures that are conductive and pushing ions out their top. But if you take them to those structures and put them up there for a day and then bring them down later, they sprout better.
Right.
Mother Nature doesn't stick seeds in your mouth and soak them in your mouth before you plant them. But if you do that, the seeds tend to program themselves for you.
That's weird. But, well, Mother Nature does do that whenever we eat stuff and then we poop out the seeds.
Well, yeah. There you go. But it's not obvious.
Right. And usually Mother Nature will drop seeds when it's windy or when it's raining. So, those are two times when seeds get dropped the most. But, other than that, I don't know. Either pooped, eaten, and pooped out, windy, and rain. Those are probably the most major times that they get propagated, if you will.
There you go.
Boom, sucker!
Yep, yep.
Boom, boom, shakalaka-laka. We may have to change our podcast to a different time.
Why, because we miss it?
Well, no, yeah, well, I was in the shower. You know how my showers go. I'm in there for like an hour or till I run out of hot water, one of the two. But, yeah, I forgot about it till you called, and I was in the shower.
I was freaking out because it was like 40 after when I realized, oh, shit.
Oh, you forgot, too, until 40
after. I lost track of time. Didn't you read the text?
No, I hadn't. I just hurried up and called in. But yeah, I got to get up early tomorrow. I got meetings. Every Monday morning. So we may have to change it to the Sabbath.
To an earlier time?
Saturday.
Well, okay, you know, after dark on the Sabbath would be fine because it's no longer the Sabbath.
Boom, shaka! I mean, we only changed it to Sunday for Irish, and Irish never calls in.
There you go.
So, originally it was Saturday.
Hey, we can't meet the needs of every David.
Nope.
There's just too many of them.
There's too many ding darn Davids.
Yep.
All right, so.
And it's not like we have, you know, a regularly, you know, showing up, whoever.
No, we got listeners, but we don't have callers. So it doesn't
nope.
really matter when we do it.
Yes, you lazy listeners. Get
lazy
on the phone and call.
Yeah. Ding darn diddly.
Hey. You call in often enough, and we might even give you your personal
it's
number
working.
So you can call
right.
us and say, hey, get on the line.
Excuses, excuses.
Say your mama again.
Yeah. I told her, I said, hey, you're not working. Call into the podcast. Muffin. Muffin.
Oh, come on. Okay, this is... This is annoying. I'm working on this file. And it keeps going away.
Well, you remember what we was talking about earlier?
Okay.
I'm going to have to put that in hyperdrive, because rumor has it, it's probably the original account's going to get deleted.
Oh. Ooh.
Right, so I need to start focusing on that double time if I'm going to do what I want to do. And for the listeners, that's classified.
Very classified. So classified, I can't even mention it right now.
Right. So, just thought I'd let you know that. Anyways. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, my new room has a big screen TV in it.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. I can watch
porn. So your mom takes it away.
Just kidding. No. Well, yeah, but, you know, it's not like I watch it anyways. Not likely, Annie Howells. But anyways, Moby Dick.
What about him?
I'm just
or he, it.
Right. I'm hungry.
Glad to meet you, hungry.
Right.
My name's David Ray.
Is that your first name or your last name?
Neither.
The answer is no. This stuff's now. Did you eat mine or yours?
When did you shave your mustache for?
Because it's
just
from...
before the funeral.
Oh, I forgot about that. Well, it'll be a beard by then. It'll look like his by then. Anyways, yeah, funeral's next weekend.
You're gonna be a pallbearer.
I'm going to be a pallbearer, but my name's not Paul. Unless my kids call me Paul, then I might be a Paul. I know, right?
Yeah, you got the TV on in the background.
Yeah, my mom's always watching TV.
You can't do that during the podcast.
Right. Actually, I'm eating a stuffed French toast leftovers. It's probably not as good.
Mmm.
What's wrong with Mark? Let me walk down and get in so I kiss my afternoon. Oh, I guess I shouldn't say that on the podcast.
Yeah, this is a family-friendly podcast. We never say wordy. We never say wordy dirds on it.
Hell no.
Hell no. We won't go. No, I don't know what his problem is. He's always got problems. What are you talking about?
You know he talked to Susan for an hour?
No, I didn't know that.
I know I don't talk to you either.
No, my brother and I are like yin and yang.
Yin and yang? Along.
Yeah, we get along, but we don't really like each other.
I didn't know that yin and yang got along with each other.
Well, we only get along because mostly to keep the peace.
They're not like our own season like this.
Yeah, we're having a family feud. But at least my brother and I are man enough to not be part of the feud.
Right. Feud Master Kano!
All I remember is she called you a moocher.
Okay, my wife.
Well, you've been helping.
Pat told me not to. She told me not to.
Well, yeah, you were instructed to stop.
Yeah, but I still pay for the gas. I still pay for buy the food, some food. I'm not a moocher. I was taking care of her.
Right.
Now they're
going to
say, you killed her, damn.
Of course. The finger that points has, or the hand that points has three fingers pointing back at him.
Right.
So anyways, yeah, we have a family feud brewing. Actually, it's been a brewing for a year.
What'd you do that for?
I didn't do it. My aunt bitch did it.
You're really going to put that on the podcast?
Why not? That's her nickname. But anyways, we don't have to go there. But yeah. Yeah, she's been a problem for 20 years or more. But anyways, yeah. So, what are we going to talk about?
I don't know. Family feud.
Know. Family feud. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to stay neutral.
Right. Doing a good job of it.
Well, for the most part, I mean, I know who the problem is, but I'm not in it. I don't want to be in the middle of it.
Right. Troublemaker.
Troublemaker. Yeah. Do what's right when it's right because it's right. That's
uh-huh.
What I try to do.
So
what?
I don't know. Fix the lift gate, more or less.
The lift gate? Where?
Joe's.
Joe Mama. Cool.
Well, I actually did a little research. And we figured out how to turn it on.
Yeah, you flip the switch. Oh, first you got to plug it in.
Well, actually, there's a secret switch you got to push twice. And then there's a breaker switch that you might have to push.
I like secret switches.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right above the on switch.
Right.
It's a child safety thing so that children can't activate it. And then we couldn't figure out how to lower the gate. And then Joe looked it over and goes, huh, I bet you this bolt is holding it up. So he needs to get a couple of cotter pins and a new bolt or whatever to go through, and he's good to go. Thing works.
Cool.
So he's kind of laughing because he doesn't think his dad knew that it could be made to work.
Nice. Well, yeah, you play with something long enough, you can usually figure it out. It's just a matter of whether or not you have the patience or not. I usually don't have the patience.
Yeah.
No, I usually got patience. It just depends on what it is.
Except with his mother.
Yeah, I definitely don't have no patience for my stinking mom. She's a pain in the butt.
You're such a good son.
Yes, I am. I'm the only one she claims.
You probably need a good whipping.
Yeah. I need to find a woman to do that for me.
Ron Paul could get us talking about something.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Who is that again?
I don't know. Some guy ran for president a few years back.
You want to do it or you want me to?
Yeah, you can do it.
All right.
Hey, I bet you if you use your other phone number...
Oh, I'm calling on the landline. Hang on. I can flash
oh.
And click over. Hang on.
With your weekly update for Monday, April 3rd. Is common sense beginning to creep into U.S. policy in the Middle East? Last week, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that the longer-term status of Syrian President Assad would be decided by the Syrian people. The media reported this as a radical shift in the U.S. foreign policy. But isn't this just stating what should be obvious? What gives any country the right to determine who rules someone else? Washington is currently paralyzed by evidence-free rumors that the Russians somehow influenced our election. But no one blinks an eye when Washington declares that one or another foreign leader must go. It's only too bad that President Obama hasn't followed this back in 2011 instead of declaring that Assad had to go and then arming rebel groups who ended up being allies with Al-Qaeda. Imagine how many thousands of lives and billions of dollars would have been saved by following this policy in the first place. Imagine the millions of refugees who could still be in their homes running their businesses, living their lives. Will the Trump administration actually follow through on Tillerson's Syria policy statement? It's too early to tell. The president has illegally sent hundreds of U.S. troops to fight on the ground in Syria. Current U.S. positions in eastern Syria suggest that Washington may be looking to carve out parts of oil-rich areas of the country for some kind of future federation. The White House followed up on Tillerson's comment by stating that getting rid of Assad was no longer a top priority for the United States. This also sounds good, but does this mean that once the current top priority, destroying ISIS, is completed, Washington may return to its active measures to unseat the Syrian president? Neocons in Washington still insist that the rise of ISIS in Syria was due to President Assad, but in fact, ISIS did not appear in Syria until the U.S. began trying to overthrow Assad. They haven't given up on their desire to overthrow the Syrian government, and they do have influence in this administration. If the Trump administration is serious about getting the people of Syria to decide their fate, he needs to take concrete steps. Rather than sending in more troops to fight an ISIS already on its last legs, he must bring U.S. troops home and prohibit the CIA from further destabilizing the country. It would also be nice if Congress would wake up from its long slumber and start following the Constitution. The president and his predecessors have taken this country to war repeatedly without proper constitutionally required authority to do so. The president has reportedly decided not to even bother announcing where next he plans to send the troops. Congress can rein him in with very little effort by saying no money can be spent to deploy U.S. troops to areas where they may encounter hostilities unless a state of war is declared. By all means, we should let the Syrian people decide who will be their president. Even if they choose someone we don't like, Syria was never a threat to the United States, and the 2011 U.S. intervention has destroyed the country. Interventionism has horrible consequences and no victories to show for itself. It is time for all the U.S. troops to just march back home. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website and on my Facebook page. Thanks for calling.
To repeat the announcement, press...
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, April 3rd. Is common sense beginning to creep into U.S. policy in the Middle East? Last week, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that the longer-term status of Syrian President Assad would be decided by the Syrian people. The media reported this as a radical shift in the U.S. foreign policy, but isn't this just stating what should be obvious? What gives any country the right to determine who rules someone else? Washington is currently paralyzed by evidence-free rumors that the Russians somehow influenced our election. But no one blinks an eye when Washington declares that one or another foreign leader must go. It's only too bad that President Obama hasn't followed this back in 2011 instead of declaring that Assad had to go and then arming rebel groups who ended up being allies with al-Qaeda. Imagine how many thousands of lives and billions of dollars would have been saved by following this policy in the first place. Imagine the millions of refugees who could still be in their homes running their businesses, living their lives. Will the Trump administration actually follow through on Tillerson's Syria policy statement? It's too early to tell. The president has illegally sent hundreds of U.S. troops to fight on the ground in Syria. Current U.S. positions in eastern Syria suggest that Washington may be looking to carve out parts of oil-rich areas of the country for some kind of future federation. The White House followed up on Tillerson's comment by stating that getting rid of Assad was no longer a top priority for the United States. This also sounds good, but does this mean that once the current top priority, destroying ISIS, is completed, Washington may return to its active measures to unseat the Syrian president? Neocons in Washington still insist that the rise of ISIS in Syria was due to President Assad, but in fact, ISIS did not appear in Syria until the U.S. began trying to overthrow Assad. They haven't given up on their desire to overthrow the Syrian government, and they do have influence in this administration. If the Trump administration is serious about getting the people of Syria to decide their fate, he needs to take concrete steps. Rather than sending in more troops to fight an ISIS already on its last legs, he must bring U.S. troops home and prohibit the CIA from further destabilizing the country. It would also be nice if Congress would wake up from its long slumber and start following the Constitution. The president and his predecessors have taken this country to war repeatedly without proper constitutionally required authority to do so. The president has reportedly decided not to even bother announcing where next he plans to send the troops. Congress can rein him in with very little effort by saying no money can be spent to deploy U.S. troops to areas where they may encounter hostilities unless a state of war is declared. By all means, we should let the Syrian people decide who will be their president. Even if they choose someone we don't like, Syria was never a threat to the United States, and the 2011 U.S. intervention has destroyed the country. Interventionism has horrible consequences and no victories to show for itself. It is time for all the U.S. troops to just march back home. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website and on my Facebook page. Thanks for calling.
To repeat the announcement.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, April 3rd. Is common sense?
All right. I was just playing when I hit it the third time. Mostly I did it to get the date, to remind people of the date. Anyway.
Right.
Yes, Congress is where the power is, because Congress controls the money.
Controls the purse strings.
That's it.
They decide whether or not we're going to go in debt or not.
Exactly.
And they almost always put us in debt.
Yeah, Congress has the power. Congress is to blame. For most of it. I can't find my phone. I got to call my phone. Hang on.
You want me to call it?
Oh, I think I screwed that up. Hang on.
Hello.
Hello. It's ringing.
Yeah. Oh, here it is.
I hear it, but I can't find it.
I got it.
Ah, I found it. Hello, this is Kano with American Dream Home Improvement. If this call is regarding an invoice, a service, or any other emergency, please call the office at 877-266-8666. Otherwise, please leave a detailed message, and I will get back with you as quickly as I can. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Yeah.
Okay, I found it. Yeah. You like my voice,
huh? On purpose.
Huh?
You did that on purpose.
No, actually, I couldn't find it. It was actually behind my laptop. I was like, where did I put it? I needed to put it on the charger. Oh, speaking of, I got to read those texts that somebody sent me.
So it's not okay for Russia to mess with Uncle Sam's election, but it's okay for Uncle Sam to go out and interfere with everybody else's business.
Yep.
Oh, that leader's got to go.
Yep.
Because we're Uncle Sam and we say so.
Yep. We suck. Wait, I'm sorry. You suck. Just kidding. You know I love you.
Right.
Ha ha ha. Yeah, you'd appreciate that.
Absolutely. Right.
Homo.
Not on your life.
Homo sapien.
I don't know. Is that an animal or is that a man made in God's image?
It's probably a man animal.
It's a man animal. It's a man or other animal. All those wonderful drug laws and food and health and all that stuff, all based on man or other animals. So if you're a, if you're an animal, a man animal, they are written for you.
Well, yes and no. Technically. Oh, well, yeah, if you're a citizen, then, yeah, you report to the government, and the government deems citizens to be man-animals. Therefore, yeah.
Well, I was a man made in God's image, and I was supposed to have dominion over the animals. So,
not that, but we are sovereigns of this here land, and the government is supposed to report to us, not the other way around.
Yeah, I'll
we're
go
not citizens,
first.
And we're not man animals.
I'm a sovereign of this universe.
Whatever.
Second only to God.
Whatever.
My Father, who art in heaven.
Well, when you can leave this planet, you can call yourself a sovereign of the universe. But as long as we're on this planet, we are sovereigns of this planet.
Yeah.
Either way. I got the power! Power!
Just when they put a bullet in my head, I'll leave this planet.
Uh-huh. And that's when you'll become a sovereign of the universe. A universal sovereign.
Got like four big lots. And, yeah, we can get something on property.
I was going to cook some kosher crab tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there is kosher pig.
And I've been putting the,
besides the Barbarossa.
Putting an alarm on when I'm here by myself and when I'm...
Okay, what's a kosher pig?
Well, a goat, a cow, a sheep, or a deer, or anything of their kind that was born in the year of the pig.
Not yet. I'm gonna, but I'm seriously thinking about it. I want her to stay enough to cut her own throat, so I have evidence that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should probably go to your room because I can. I'm constantly trying to hear what your mom's saying.
Well, could it? It's all drama.
What's drama?
Am I talking to you?
Yeah, I think you are.
No, I'm talking about her. They're all caught up in this drama. Family feud. They didn't even tell my aunt and uncle that my grandma was dying. my brother and I had to tell them.
Well, they probably didn't want to be accused of killing her again.
I don't know. I'm sure they didn't tell him about the funeral either.
Well, that's only going to cause more.
Fuel to the fire?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. I already told him. I'm sure my brother will, too. I talk to my uncle. My brother talks to our aunt.
Yay.
I don't really talk to them, but they don't deserve to not be notified about important family events.
Important family events and business.
Especially things of this matter.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Yep. It's going to hit the fan here shortly. And I'm going to be in the middle of it.
Can't play at the funeral. I hope not.
No, I don't think it'll happen at the funeral. It'll happen right after, though. The next day or a couple days thereafter, it will go crazy. I need to get some chocolate almond milk.
Yeah, that almost sounds good.
He loves me even if I am a bad mom, right?
Yeah, you're a bad mom, all right.
Yeah, he just overlooks that.
What do you have to compare her against?
She's not a bad mom. She's a pain in the butt.
That's right. She said, when there's bad apples, that just makes you appreciate the good ones even more. Yeah, he goes, she wasn't a bad mom. She was a pain in the butt. Well, I'm good at being mad.
Yep. No argument there.
I'm real good at that.
Yep, no argument there.
He's grinning while he says it, but he must not be Japan.
Nah. Nah, I got a good mom.
With your mama?
Huh?
You messing with your mama?
Yeah. Yep. So you do best. I like to pick on people. I got that from my grandpa. He liked to pick on people, too. But so is my mom. So my mom got it from my grandpa, and I got it from my mom. My mom.
Right.
What?
You just want to be evil.
Am I evil? Yes, I am. Yes, bring the troops home. We can't do that. We're too war hungry. That's why
shouldn't be out there in the first place.
Huh?
Shouldn't be out there in the first place.
No, I know it. Yep. What is Britain's animal? I mean, England's animal?
They actually have several. I believe one of them is the stag, the unicorn.
I thought it was like the bear or something.
No, that's Russia.
Oh, okay.
Granted, there's the other countries that have the eagle, too, so.
Well, doesn't Mexico have a bear also?
No, they have an eagle and a rattlesnake.
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe that's California. That's another country, too.
Yeah, yep, yep. California has a bear.
Yep.
And Texas has a Lone Star.
The star is falling. The star is falling.
Right on.
Yeah, if I was a country, my my mascot would be a starfish.
A starfish?
That and SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah.
Just kidding. All righty. Well, since we were late for our podcast, we might as well cut it short because I got to get up early.
Yeah, I got to get up early, too.
So, Saturday, 8 p.m.?
Saturday at 8. Sounds good.
All right. You can find all the details at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Yeah, as soon as we write it up and send it to you. So, good night.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, and good night.
So we started late, ended early.
Not that it matters. Okay, party on.
Party on.
All right, goodbye.